Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm on the Apex 2024 booth of Ko Young. I'm joined by Otto Puck from Incap. Otto, we last spoke at Productronica, so we had a good overview of what was going on in the business generally. Because we're here in the US, let's focus a little bit on what you've got here, your footprint here. It was a acquisition that you made how long ago?
Yeah, it was less than a year ago. We acquired Pentatronics up in close to Pittsburgh. And it has been a good process and a good acquisition so far. And now it's the first time we're here at Apex where we actually have a US facility as well. So it's all fun.
Yeah, and when you're at Apex, are you looking for something in particular? Do you have particular capital acquisitions in mind, or are you just keeping ahead of what's coming along in technology?
Now, of course, when we have our own manufacturing here, then we also look at what is going on in technology and so in general. But for sure, U.S. market is big, and we have just got our toe into it with one factory, and we are for sure looking at other acquisition possibilities as well.
Okay, and when you look at the Americas, are you looking specifically at the U.S., or are you thinking that maybe there are low-cost options, Mexico and so forth?
Yeah, then we look at it like North America as one strategic block, and of course there is opportunity in U.S., but we also look into Mexico and also Canadian companies. So we look at it a little bit broader, but U.S. is a big market, and there is, I think, room for both the manufacturers that are inside the borders and then some low-cost alternatives like Mexico as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It kind of reflects that Western Europe, Eastern Europe combination that makes sense there, and having a similar footprint. And it kind of fits into your strategy of building out this global footprint with India and the other Asian facilities. When we talked in November, we were already seeing a little bit of softening in the market, perhaps in Europe, and we've seen that here as well, partly due to inflation, and it's an election year as well, so there's always a bit of a hiatus. What are you seeing here in terms of demand, and which sectors in particular are perhaps more robust than others?
Yeah, it's hard to say. We of course also hear what others are saying but that is not always matching what the picture we have. Yeah. So if you look in general, in Incap, we see growth in all of our units currently, and in many of the different sectors in the market. So I wouldn't say that we are facing currently some big decline or so. But of course it's early in the year and still there is a lot that can happen. But from our perspective, it looks quite positive here in the U.S. and also in the other countries that we are currently operating.
Okay. And one of the issues that we see across the industry in multiple regions is the issue of talent. Some people are tackling talent with their own internal training strategy. Some people are thinking automation is a way to mitigate talent shortages and maybe provide the opportunity to grow your business without growing your headcount. But other regions like India, for example, huge number of graduates, big opportunity to recruit. How does that talent picture across the whole Incap group work?
Yeah, of course, it's different in the different markets that we are operating in. And here in U.S. and as well as in our European factors, I think it's like for everybody, talents is scarce. And so India, as you say, it's a totally different picture. What we try to do internally in Incap, of course, is to do knowledge sharing and try to utilize the team and manpower we have in India also to do work for other units. So we are working on trying to utilize that. But of course, we are facing the same difficulties as everybody on the market. And I think here as well, if you look at Apex, there's a lot of gray old men like us here in the market, and where are all the young female engineers? And I think we have a lot to do here to before it's as an industry as a whole before we have changed the picture.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. I talk to people that do have outreach to universities and colleges and have partnerships, and they tell me that once people come through the door and they see that the factory isn't perhaps how they perceived it, isn't dirty, it isn't unpleasant environment, then their eyes are perhaps opened. It's getting people in, getting people to understand that the industry does provide interesting and very sustainable careers.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is something we need to work on to change the perception of electronics. we are doing super cool stuff. And I think the kids, at least from our experience, once you get them into the factory and show them, this is like a playfield for them. They have robots to play with. They have cool electronics that are put together and future stuff. Yeah. But you're right that the perception is that everything called industry is something dirty and heavy and dangerous and this is not the case with the electronics industry. We are it's cutting edge. Even those that have not invested for a while, they have still cool equipment in that sense.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you and I have been to many trade shows. We see the kind of branding and what these suppliers are talking about change year on year. 5 years ago, everybody had Industry 4.0 signs up. Now everybody's talking about AI. Is that something that you're keeping an eye on? Is that something you're investing in? Something that you think is perhaps further in the future? Or is there a bit too much hype around it right now?
As always, there's always hype around everything new. But no, I think AI for sure will be have a big place in our industry as well. And one thing is when it comes to manufacturing, but also you shouldn't forget all the admin that goes around having normal manufacturing. And already today, I use AI to do work descriptions and ads and whatever these kind of things you were doing manually before. And looking forward to what the development there should show. So, for sure, AI is here to stay. But it still will be some time before the robots take over the world, and we are not needed anymore.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting, and I think the people that are having success with AI are thinking about it as that co-pilot where you know good instruction and good finishing from the human operator with the AI maybe doing some of the heavy lifting in the middle can be really valuable. But again, that's the kind of jobs that are going to excite the next generation of employees, and we need to get a few of the grey hairs out of the industry and a few more youngsters in. So exciting times ahead. Otto, pleasure to chat. I'm sure we'll talk again at Electronica later this year in Munich and perhaps in between at one of your facilities. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.